Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're going on a deep dive into the world of luxury concierge services.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah. Specifically with Le Luxure.
Okay.
They're a company based in sunny Mallorca, Spain.
Nice.
And, you know, you might be thinking, like, a concierge?
Right.
Isn't that just someone who, like, makes dinner reservations?
Yeah.
But trust me, there's a whole universe beyond those, like, basic services.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when we're kind of about the luxury market.
Okay.
We're going to uncover what sets a true concierge apart from, you know, someone just using Google.
Yeah, those masters of their craft.
Exactly. To guide us through this, we have three sources.
Okay.
An article called Beyond Google, The True Art of Concierge Service.
Sounds promising.
An internal memo straight from Le Luxure.
Ooh, insider information.
And their very own website.
All right, cool.
Let's get started.
What really captivates me about Le Luxure is their emphasis on authenticity.
Oh, yeah.
It's fascinating how they intertwine their services with the vibrant culture of Mallorca.
I'm already intrigued. The Beyond Google article really dives into, like, what makes these luxury concierges tick.
Yeah, it's not as simple as it seems.
Apparently, just having a phone and Wi-Fi connection isn't enough.
No, not at all.
So what does it take?
Well, the article emphasizes deep understanding of client needs.
Okay.
A massive network of personal contacts and years upon years of experience.
Okay, so we're not talking about a few years here.
No, we're talking decades.
Decades. That's a serious commitment to the craft.
It is.
I'm starting to see why this is so much more than just, you know, knowing how to use a search engine.
Right. And speaking of expertise,
yeah,
Le Luxure is a proud member of Le Clef d'Or.
What's that?
It's a prestigious international association of professional hotel concierges.
Okay.
Like, imagine it as the gold standard, you know, the Ivy League of concierge services.
So not just anyone can walk in and call themselves a Le Clef d'Or concierge.
No.
This is a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
What does it take to reach that level?
Well, the article dives into some key qualities.
Okay.
For starters, extensive experience, individuals who have often spent over 30 years.
Wow.
Sometimes even more than half their lives.
That's incredible.
Immersed in the hospitality industry.
Right.
And it's not just about knowing what to do.
Okay.
It's about knowing the why behind it.
Oh, I see.
The reasoning.
Makes sense.
So they've likely worked their way up through all sorts of roles.
Right. Like front desk managers, guest relations.
Exactly. Yeah. They've seen and handled every possible scenario.
That's invaluable.
And they haven't just stayed in one place either.
Okay.
A lot of these concierges have lived and worked abroad.
So they have an international perspective.
A truly international perspective, yeah.
They're not just booking a trip.
No, they're making sure you can navigate a new culture with confidence and ease.
That makes a world of difference.
Yeah.
I bet that international experience ties in with their ability to speak multiple languages.
Oh, absolutely.
Which the article mentions.
Yeah. Fluency in at least three languages is common. It's got to be much easier to understand someone's needs when you're speaking their language.
Right. Imagine trying to convey your desire for a truly unique, personalized travel experience through a translator.
Exactly.
It would be the same.
No.
This multilingual fluency allows them to connect with clients on a much deeper level.
It does.
Okay, so they have the experience.
Yes.
The international know-how.
Mm-hmm.
The language skills.
Yes.
But what about knowing the right people?
Ah, yes.
Some of the best experiences are the ones you can't just book online.
You're right.
You need those connections.
That's where their powerful networks come in.
Okay.
We're talking about individuals who have cultivated relationships with chefs, event organizers, you name it.
Wow.
Over years and years.
So this isn't just calling a restaurant for a reservation.
Joe, no.
This is knowing the chef personally.
Exactly.
And maybe even getting a special off-menu dish just for you.
Precisely.
That's incredible. And the article mentions how they can sometimes even secure access to sold-out events.
Oh, yeah. They can pull some strings.
But with great access comes great responsibility.
Yeah.
What about discretion?
Discretion is paramount, especially when dealing with high-profile clients.
Right, like celebrities.
Celebrities, royalty, you name it.
They have to keep things quiet.
These concierges are the embodiment of professionalism.
Yeah.
You won't find them spilling secrets on social media.
Right.
Or engaging in gossip.
So they're like the ultimate insiders.
Yes.
But they know how to keep things under wraps.
Exact.
That level of trust must be incredibly valuable for their clients.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So we've established that these luxury concierges are a world apart from someone just Googling information.
Yes, they are.
What about Le Luxure specifically?
Yeah.
What's their unique flavor?
Their internal memo hints at some healthy competition.
Oh.
It seems some other companies have been trying to imitate Le Luxure's style,
right,
which the founder, Eduardo Salazar, actually sees as quite flattering.
That's an interesting take. So they're not letting the competition get to them?
Not at all.
How do they see themselves as different?
Salazar emphasizes that Le Luxure's experiences are different.
Okay.
He says they are moments carefully crafted from our hearts and years of experience grounded in the rich culture of Mallorca.
I see.
This isn't just about offering a generic service. It's about creating something truly special,
mm-hmm,
infused with the essence of the island itself.
I love that. It's like they're weaving the soul of Mallorca into every experience they offer.
Exactly.
And that dedication to authenticity ties perfectly back to the Beyond Google article's point about expertise and mastery of a craft.
It does.
Le Luxure isn't about ticking boxes or providing basic conveniences.
No.
They're curating a bespoke experience you won't find anywhere else.
Precisely.
So they're not just concierges.
Right.
They're almost like experience designers.
Yes.
Artists, in a way.
That's a brilliant way to put it.
And that artistry is on full display on their website.
Oh, yes. The visuals are stunning. Yeah.
And the descriptions really highlight the uniqueness of each offering.
All right, let's dive into those offerings.
Okay.
Their website highlights something called Le Luxure Experiences,
mm-hmm,
which seem to be the heart of what they do.
Yes.
What can you tell me about these experiences?
They offer an incredibly diverse range.
Okay.
From serene escapes for those seeking tranquility.
Okay.
To exhilarating adventures for the thrill seekers.
What?
They even have master classes and wine tastings.
Nice.
All designed to immerse you in the best that Mallorca has to offer.
So they've got something for every taste and personality.
It seems so.
And I see they also offer specialized training for teams.
Yes, that caught my eye as well.
What does that involve?
It seems they've recognized the growing trend of businesses investing in team development through unique experiences.
So they're not just catering to individuals. Oh, they're helping teams bond and grow through shared adventures.
Exactly.
That's a really smart move.
It is.
And then there's business consulting,
where they leverage their expertise to help companies achieve their goals.
Yes.
They've built this incredible reputation for personalized service in the luxury world.
They have.
So it makes sense to apply that same expertise to the business world.
It does. It's all about understanding needs.
Okay.
And crafting custom-tailored solutions.
Whether it's for an individual looking for the ultimate getaway.
Yes.
Or a company seeking a strategic advantage.
Precisely.
Now let's address the elephant in the room. Competition.
Right.
The internal memo mentions Le Luxure has spotted some imitators.
Yeah.
Trying to copy their style.
Mm-hmm.
How are they handling that?
Well, Eduardo Salazar actually embraces the imitation.
Right.
He calls it the sincerest form of flattery.
Okay.
He sees it as a sign that they're doing something right,
mm-hmm,
that their brand is strong enough to inspire copycats.
That's a confident stance.
Oh.
But aren't they worried about losing their unique edge?
I think they recognize the challenge, but their focus is on staying true to what makes them special.
Okay, like what?
Their authenticity, their deep-rooted connection to Mallorca, and the passion of their team.
And that commitment to originality really shines through in everything they do.
It really does.
True luxury just can't be replicated easily.
No, it can't.
It's not about offering the same services or mimicking the branding.
It's about those intangible qualities.
Oh, like what?
The human touch.
Okay.
The attention to detail. Yeah. The genuine care for the client's experience.
And those are qualities that Le Luxure has clearly mastered.
They've achieved this fascinating balance between exclusivity and warmth.
Okay.
Luxury and authenticity.
It's an impressive feat.
It is.
And I imagine that's why they can command a premium price for their services.
You're absolutely right. In a world where everything seems to be becoming more and more commoditized.
Yeah.
People are willing to pay a premium for an experience that's truly personalized, unique, and memorable.
So it's a reminder that human connection and genuine expertise are incredibly valuable. It seems Le Luxure has tapped into a deeper understanding of what people truly crave in this age of instant gratification and endless options.
They're not just offering services.
Right.
They're curating moments, crafting memories, and helping people create richer, more fulfilling lives.
This deep dive has really been eye-opening. I'm starting to see luxury in a whole new light.
I'm thrilled to hear that. It's about so much more than just material possessions.
Yeah.
It's about those moments that stay with us, that shape who we are, and that make life truly worth living.
Well said. Now, before we move on, I'm really intrigued by the LGBT plus bio lecture section on their website.
Oh, yes.
What are your thoughts on that?
That's a really fascinating aspect of their business, and yeah. It speaks volumes about their commitment to inclusivity and diversity.
So it goes beyond simply catering to a specific market.
Yes. It's about creating a welcoming environment for everyone.
It's a powerful statement.
It is.
What do you think is driving that decision?
Well, they're definitely recognizing the increasing influence of the LGBT plus community.
Okay.
But it's more than just a smart business move.
Right.
It's about aligning their values with their services and creating a community where everyone feels celebrated and respected for who they are.
It's like they're saying, come as you are and let us create something magical for you.
Exactly.
And that sense of genuine welcome, of celebrating individuality, resonates deeply with their overarching philosophy of human connection and authentic experiences.
It does.
This deep dive into the lecture has been incredibly insightful.
It has.
We've explored their unique approach to luxury concierge services, their unwavering commitment to authenticity and originality, and their dedication to creating a welcoming environment for everyone.
We have.
But our journey isn't over yet. In part two, we'll delve deeper into Le Luxure's specific service offerings.
Yes.
Their business model and their thoughts on the future of the concierge profession.
We'll also be exploring the challenges they face, the competitive landscape, and how they leverage their unique strengths to stay ahead of the curve.
Stay tuned, deep divers, for the next part of our exploration of Le Luxure. All right, so we've established that Le Luxure isn't your average concierge service.
Definitely not.
They're curating experiences, building a community, and really setting a new standard for luxury.
It's impressive.
Now I'm dying to know more about these Le Luxure experiences.
Oh, yeah.
They highlight on their website.
They sound incredible.
And remember, their foundation is built on a deep understanding of Mallorca.
Right.
These experiences are more than just tourist traps.
No, not at all.
Or generic activities.
It's about uncovering the heart and soul of the island.
I'm picturing something far beyond, you know, your typical sightseeing tour. Or a crowded beach.
Yeah.
Give me a sense of what these experiences might entail.
Okay, so think like private wine tastings.
Ooh, I like where this is going.
At hidden vineyards.
Okay.
Exclusive access to historical sites.
Wow.
Maybe even a helicopter ride over the Serra de Tramontana Mountains.
Now you're talking.
It's about experiencing the island in a way most people never get to.
Experiencing Mallorca in style.
Yes.
With an insider's perspective.
Exactly.
What specific examples do they highlight on their website?
Well, they emphasize the diversity of their offerings.
Okay.
There are serene escapes for those seeking tranquility and rejuvenation.
Okay.
Then there are exhilarating adventures.
Okay.
For those who crave a bit of a thrill.
Right.
Masterclasses are offered.
Okay.
For those looking to learn a new skill. And of course, we can't forget the wine tastings we touched upon earlier.
Right, of course.
So there's truly something for everyone.
Yeah, it sounds like a curated selection.
It is.
Something for everyone, regardless of their interests or desired level of activity.
Exactly.
I also noticed they offer specialized training for teams.
Yes. That's a fascinating aspect of their business.
What does that involve?
Well, it seems they've tapped into the growing trend of companies investing in team development.
Okay.
And experiential learning.
So it's about bringing teams together.
Yeah.
Through unique shared experiences. Still beyond the typical conference room setting.
Right.
So they're applying their expertise in crafting extraordinary experiences to the corporate world.
They are.
That's really interesting. And it speaks to their ability to adapt and cater to diverse needs.
Precisely. And it's not just about play either.
Yeah.
They also offer business consulting services.
Now that piqued my interest.
Okay.
What kind of expertise do they bring to the business consulting realm?
Their website emphasizes a commitment to helping businesses grow.
Okay.
And achieve their goals.
Mm-hmm.
It's about analyzing a company's unique needs.
Okay.
And developing a personalized plan for success.
So they leverage their knowledge and network.
Yes, to offer a very tailored approach.
It makes sense. They've built this reputation for exceeding expectations in the luxury concierge world.
They have.
It's a natural progression to apply those same principles to helping businesses thrive.
Absolutely. It's another example of their versatility and commitment to creating value for their clients.
Speaking of challenges, let's address the competition they mentioned in their internal memo.
Okay.
Right. That was interesting.
Yeah.
They acknowledge that some companies are trying to imitate their style.
Mm-hmm.
How is Le Luxure dealing with that?
What's fascinating is their response.
Yeah.
instead of getting defensive, they seem to take it as a compliment.
Really?
Eduardo Salazar, the founder, even calls imitation the sincerest form of flattery.
That's a very confident approach.
It is.
But are they worried about losing their unique edge?
I think they understand that challenge exists.
Yeah.
However, they choose to focus on what sets them apart.
Okay, like what?
Authenticity.
Okay.
Their deep connection to Mallorca,
mm-hmm.
and the passion of their team.
Right.
Those are elements that are difficult to replicate.
Sounds like they're not just relying on their past success.
No.
They're actively working to maintain what makes them special.
Exactly. And it goes back to what we discussed earlier about true luxury.
Okay.
It's not just about offering the same services or copying branding.
It's about those intangible qualities.
Yeah.
The human touch, the attention to detail, the genuine care for the client's experience.
Exactly.
LaLuxure seems to understand that true luxury is a feeling.
It is.
Not just a list of services.
Right.
And that understanding is reflected in their ability to command a premium price for their offerings.
It is.
Clients are willing to pay more for an experience that is truly personalized, unique, and memorable.
They are.
It's a testament to the value they bring.
It is. It's a reminder that even in today's world where so much emphasis is placed on efficiency and convenience,
right,
people still crave authentic experiences.
They do. And I think that desire for authenticity is only going to grow stronger.
I agree.
People are looking for connections.
Yeah.
For experiences that go beyond the superficial.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where LaLuxure excels.
We do?
They're creating memories.
Yes.
And helping people live richer, more meaningful lives.
Absolutely.
You've given me a lot to think about. My perception of luxury has really shifted.
I'm glad to hear that it's exciting to discover that luxury isn't just about material possessions,
mm-hmm.
but about the moments that shape us and make life truly fulfilling.
And speaking of fulfillment, what do you make of their LGBT plus by LaLuxure section?
Oh, that's a good point.
It really stood out to me.
Yeah.
It seemed like more than just a business decision.
Mm-hmm.
Felt like a genuine commitment to inclusivity.
You're right. It speaks volumes about their values as a company.
Yeah.
They're not just targeting a specific market.
Right.
They're creating a welcoming space for everyone.
Regardless of their sexual orientation or gender identity.
I do.
It's like they're saying, come as you are and let us show you the magic of Mallorca.
Exactly. It's about fostering a sense of belonging and celebrating individuality.
Right.
Which aligns perfectly with their overall philosophy of authentic human connection.
LaLuxure has definitely given us a lot to unpack.
They have.
They've redefined what a concierge service can be.
Yeah.
And they're setting a new standard for luxury experiences.
Yeah.
But we're not done yet. In part three, we'll wrap up our exploration of LaLuxure.
Oh.
Discussing their future plans, their insights into the evolving luxury market, and the advice they would offer to anyone seeking to create more authentic experiences in their own lives.
We'll also examine the potential challenges they face, the lessons they've learned along the way, and what we can all learn from their success.
Stay tuned, deep divers, for the final part of our journey into the world of LaLuxure. Welcome back, deep divers. We've spent this deep dive exploring LaLuxure.
Yeah.
Their unique approach to luxury and those unforgettable experiences they craft in Mallorca.
That's been quite a journey.
It has. Now, let's shift gears a little bit.
Okay.
And focus on the future.
The future.
Where do you see LaLuxure heading from here?
From what we've seen, they seem incredibly well-positioned.
Yeah.
For continued success, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They've cultivated a strong brand identity.
Right.
A loyal clientele.
Okay.
And a team that's really passionate about what they do.
They seem to get it. That it's not just about extravagant possessions anymore.
Right.
It's about experiences that resonate on a deeper level.
Absolutely. Modern luxury is about authenticity, human connection, and creating lasting memories.
And they're committed to evolving.
They are.
To meet those desires.
Adapting, innovating.
Do they offer any glimpses into their future plans in the source material?
Well, they don't lay out a specific roadmap.
Okay.
But that internal memo we reviewed
hints
at their ambition.
Okay, what does it say?
Eduardo Salazar, their founder, urges his team to keep pushing boundaries.
I like that.
And staying true to the values that have made luxury what it is today.
So it's about evolution, not revolution.
Exactly. They're refining and expanding on their strengths.
But growth often comes with challenges, right?
It does.
What hurdles do you think LaLuxure might face as they continue to evolve?
Well, one potential challenge is maintaining that signature personalized service
right. As
they scale.
It's easier to offer those bespoke experiences when you're dealing with fewer clients.
Exactly, as demand increases,
yeah,
it gets trickier to maintain that same level of attention to detail.
For every individual.
Yes.
It's a classic dilemma.
It is.
How do you think they'll navigate that balance?
Well, the lecturer seems aware of this potential pitfall.
Okay.
They have a strong internal culture that really emphasizes quality and attention to detail.
So maybe they'll need to streamline things.
Maybe.
But without losing that personal touch.
Right. Perhaps they'll focus on training and empowering their team.
To make those judgment calls.
Yeah.
That ensure each client feels valued.
And understood.
It's a tough balance to strike.
It is. And they also have to contend with the ever-changing landscape of the luxury market itself.
Oh, of course, new trends emerge all the time.
Exactly. And consumer preferences can shift rapidly.
So the lecturer will need to stay ahead of the curve.
They will, anticipating changes, adapting their offerings.
What advice do you think they would offer to others?
To individuals or companies?
Yeah, seeking to create more authentic experiences.
I think they'd emphasize a few key principles.
Like what?
First and foremost, passion.
Oh, God.
Without genuine enthusiasm and a love for what you do.
Right.
It's just a job.
Yeah.
Authenticity stems from that inner fire, that desire to create something truly exceptional.
It's the heart and soul.
It is. They also stress the importance of connection.
Okay.
Connecting with the local culture, building genuine relationships.
Right.
And most importantly, truly listening to the needs of your clients.
It's about fostering those moments of shared understanding.
Yes.
That transform an experience from ordinary to extraordinary.
Exactly. It's about making people feel seen, heard, and valued.
And don't forget attention to detail.
Oh, absolutely. It's the small things that make the biggest difference.
Right, like a handwritten note.
Yes, a perfectly timed surprise, that extra touch.
Those gestures make you feel like more than just a transaction.
Exactly.
They elevate an experience into something personal and memorable.
And finally, I believe Le Luxure would emphasize continuous learning.
Oh, that's important.
It is. The world is constantly changing.
Mm-hmm.
To stay relevant and innovative, you need to be adaptable, open to new ideas.
Always learn.
Always seeking ways to refine your craft.
It's about embracing the journey.
It is.
Understanding that there's always more to learn and discover.
Le Luxure has truly embodied this philosophy.
They have. And they've shown us that luxury is more than just a price tag.
Right.
It's a feeling, an experience, a testament to the power of human connection and the pursuit of excellence. This deep dive has been so inspiring.
It has.
I've gained a whole new perspective on luxury authenticity and the power of crafting experiences that truly resonate.
It's been a pleasure exploring this with you. And remember, deep divers.
Yes.
Luxury isn't something you buy. It's something you create.
I love that.
So go out there and design your own authentic experiences.
And if you're ever in Mallorca.
Yes.
And seeking an unforgettable experience.
Be sure to check out Le Luxure.
You can find them online at luxure.eu.
That's right.
Until next time.
Deep divers.
Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep seeking those moments that make life truly extraordinary.
I'll see you soon.
For another deep dive into a fascinating new topic.